day going on. You have a good thing going on. It is the day before, the night before Christmas, and all through the house we have lots of creatures stirring. We have rat lover Roberta Fasanelli here. We have Jennifer. I actually have a fellow who works for me on the farm whose wife has a pet rat.
Really?
A pet
rat. Is his name Mickey?
I don't really know what the name of that. I sort of lost it when I
Why
heard
not? They're
Pat
the white ones.
Ask about a question.
Who was I talking to a few months ago? Somebody that's in the pet. It was Warren. Warren Eckstein, our pet guy.
Yeah.
And he was saying that people, rat lovers, love their rats. They think they're the smartest pet that you could ever have.
I could never get away from it, though. I'd be like, you petty rat.
So that's the question about True Grit. There's a great line in the original True Grit with John Wayne.
Thing.
There's a writ for a rat, and he shoots a mouse that is in the storeroom with General Chin. So let's see. There, supposedly, True Grit, I think, opened last night, didn't it? Yeah, last night.
Did it?
Around the country, yeah.
You can't serve favors on a rat, baby sister. You got to kill him or let him be.
That's it. Now, let's see if supposedly they have used the same script from the original True Grit. The story, the scenes that are shot are supposed to be as close to the original True Grit as possible. Very interesting to see if that, in fact, is true. If anybody's listening that saw True Grit last night, would you like to share your experience?
Anybody's listening at all.
Help yourself.
You're all excited, aren't you?
Well, we're all going to go see it, probably.
One of your favorite movies of all time being remade, and they're making it exactly like the old one.
800-510-8255. Let me ask you this. Those who want to vote for Richie being the AH of the year,
why go see
will be
it?
Holding those elections next year.
If it's
year.
The same old thing.
Like, because it's interesting to see how they really, if it really does do what the promotion people say that it's done, follow the script exactly. The original True Grit, redone.
I don't get it. I don't really remember. I mean, I remember parts of the original True Grit, but I don't remember it, so it'll be new for me.
Good, Rich.
And Matt Damon will probably be really good in it.
Matt Damon is supposed to be quite good. Bridges is supposed to be good. This new young girl who plays the Kim Darby role is supposed to be quite good.
All right, so my wife asked me, though, because I've asked her, it's her birthday on Christmas
Happy
Day. And
birthday
I said, why don't we go
too.
See a movie on Saturday night, you know, after we get the kids down and everything. And I'd like to go see True Grit, even though it's your birthday, you know.
Yeah,
I want
to go see my favorite movie.
Right, yeah, well, not my favorite.
Celebrate your birthday
nice
by me going to see my movie.
She will never forgive me. Do any of the main characters die in the end? You're not giving anything away.
No.
Okay.
Nope. Well, that's not true. Matt Damon's character will die in the end.
I see.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
Done.
Yeah.
Check
Glenn
that
Campbell.
Off my
Glenn
list.
He's playing the role that Glenn Campbell played.
Yeah, she doesn't want to see movies where people die.
Well, especially with Matt Damon. If you kill Matt Damon, she doesn't.
Yeah, that's trauma.
Yeah. Hold on, I got fun here. Doug Steffen Show. Hi. What's your name?
All right. There's a little laughter. I think we're having a number of chuckles here today.
Yeah, she's been funny.
I kind of want to pursue this, and I don't know if we're going to have time or not. As a matter of fact, Shelley Palmer, later on in the hour, has the WikiLeaks, this acronym that is supposed to be going after. There's a new unit at the CIA called the WTF.
Oh, yeah.
I know that unit.
So... some interesting other, what do they call them, acronyms, right? An acronym, a humorous...
LOL.
Yeah, right.
They should put that on top of
OMG.
WTF.
I will never, ever forget, and just shut up after I say this.
Okay.
When somebody sent Doug about the acronym for the War on Terror, and Doug didn't get it, and I said, Doug, stop.
What's the War on Terror?
That's enough. So anyway, WTF, very funny.
Oh, is that what it said in the email?
Yes.
Right. Oh.
And Doug
well,
didn't understand.
But I was a king of, I remember when I used to run the bus company in Framingham, and they were going to subsidize the local bus operations, and I was doing a radio program locally at the time. I owned the bus company, but I also was on the air. And they had a contest for naming the system, and it had to be an acronym. And when I didn't get the, after I had... for 14 years run the buses and lost my shirt, I applied to get the subsidy to right, and somebody else decided to do it cheaper than me. So on the day they announced what they were going to call it, it was what is that thing called? It's still in operation. It's
Framingham Area Rapid Transit.
Good for you, Richie. That was my name for it.
Or that?
I remember the acronym.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember the name.
That's, yeah, that's it.
Yep. You can smell us coming.
That's it. Got him. All right, a little laughter in a moment, and then we're going to...
You got to talk to Greg real quick.
Oh, I do? Okay.
Yeah.
What, he's going to take me to task?
No, no, no. He's got some information for
Greg in St. Augustine. Welcome to Good Day. Hi.
Hi. I'm going to be first in line to go see True Grit. I haven't seen it yet, but I believe the information that I got is that the dialogue and the storyline follows not the old movie, which the Coen brothers claim to have not seen. It follows the book.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the author, but it follows the book rather than the film. So it won't be exactly like the John Wayne
book. Well, you know what? We'll all be the judge of that, because I've seen True Grit a dozen times if I've seen it once or maybe more than that. And I remember most all of the lines. And the trailer I saw takes three or four scenes, and it's the exact same dialogue as from the original movie. So we'll see.
Yeah, the blazing guns and all that.
Yeah,
I'm
right,
looking forward to it. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, I'll talk about it on Monday, Greg. How's that for a deal?
All right, I'll be there.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, sir.
In a moment, a little laughter, then we meet Sandy Castle, who I heard Richie talking to. She has a delightful voice.
Very sweet.
I'm expecting that with her lovely speaking voice, she'll have a lovely singing voice, because Christmas music in the focus after a little laughter that comes up right after this on Good Day.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa...
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want. Instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See Staples.com for details.
Roberta Fasinelli, Jennifer Horn, Clay Cohut, Rich McFadden, and I all wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. There's this fellow getting into the shower as his wife is finishing her shower. Doorbell rings.
Ding dong.
Quickly wraps herself in a towel, runs downstairs.
Oh, my God. Somebody
opens the door. And there's Bob, the next-door neighbor.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Bob says to the wife, I'll give you $800 to drop that towel.
Really?
After thinking about it for a moment, the woman drops the towel, stands naked in front of Bob. After a couple of seconds, Bob hands her $800 and leaves. Woman wraps back up in the towel, goes back upstairs, gets to the bathroom. Her husband says, who was that? That was Bob, next door. Great, the husband said. Did he say anything about the $800 he owes me?
Nice.
Funny. Bob's pretty tricky.
Nice.
All right. In a moment.
Bob.
Yeah, it's okay, Richie. Sandy Castle joins us with some Christmas music on her mind, and we'll be opening our ears to that. 16 after on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
A big day deserves a better breakfast. Right now, get a 16-ounce cup of Seattle's Best Coffee and any egg muffin melt for just $2.50. Like the taste-terrific new Sunrise Subway Melt, made just how you want it. The Subway $2.50 Breakfast Combo.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
For a limited time only, participating restaurants may not be combined with coupon offers or discount cards, plus tax where applicable.
Sandy Castell, but it is the Harry James Orchestra with their version of White Christmas. Sandy's father was a member of the Harry James Orchestra, which is kind of cool. In fact, when he joined the Harry James Orchestra, he moved his family to Las Vegas, and Sandy's interest in becoming a performer grew from that point. She got to see a lot of amazing talent growing up in Vegas. Elvis, Frank Sinatra. She also got to see Eartha Kitt, which inspired her to record her own version of Eartha's classic Christmas song, which we will hear a bit of after we meet Sandy Castell. Richie, don't spoil it.
I just want to give you a little tease.
A little bit of a tease. Yeah, Sandy, how are you? Merry Christmas.
Good. I'm great. Thanks a lot.
That's good.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. So you were a child growing up in Las Vegas at a time when it was magical to be in Las Vegas. I don't know if it's so magical anymore, but when you think about some of the talent, the people who either lived there or performed there with regularity, and the fact that the Harry James Orchestra was an important part of many of the performances there, because many of the big celebrities wanted Harry James and the orchestra to work with them. Isn't that correct?
Yes, that is. It was a wonderful time, as a matter of fact. Everyone used to dress up to go out to dinner, even.
Really? Yeah. None of that. I was in Las Vegas last week. I saw a lot of people with not much on, one way or the other.
Yeah, now you can see people going in shorts. So.
Right. Yeah, they go, yeah. There's no, and that's sort of a side issue, but that's true. A lot of people don't even understand what it is to be elegant. I think that's, mm-hmm. Don't you think that's the word, elegant?
Yes, that is. Or classic, and,
yeah.
You know, dressing with style.
Right. Style, having some style.
Yes. Right,
so having said that, does that affect performers and performances, do you think, if they look out on the audience and they see sort of a gala atmosphere, people are dressed up, do you think that changes the way the show may go?
I think sometimes it does. I think that they feel like if it's a more casual audience, then they tend to be a little bit more casual with the audience. But still, as performers, we still like to get dressed up and be at our best for the audience.
So you decided at a young age to be a performer. Were you inspired by your father? Your father said, hey, it's a great business. Or did you just look around and say, I want to do this?
Oh, at 4 years old, I was singing Frank Sinatra songs. And a lot of it had to do with my father, because I used to watch him, listen to him and watch him playing with the big bands and stuff.
What was his instrument?
Saxophone.
Oh. Man,
in fact, he still plays all the time. He plays five nights a week with different big bands around town.
Really? How old is he, if I may ask?
He's 81 years old.
81, and he's still blowing the sax.
Oh, he sure is.
That's probably what keeps him going. He's probably about 81. That's not old.
No, it's a great age.
Yeah. I stayed at the Hyatt. Yeah,
the Hilton.
No, this is
the Hilton.
Oh, the
right.
Hilton. You're at the Lodge.
Yeah, and I'll talk with you, Cindy, about that in a second, who goes to which hotel. It's 21 after on Good Day.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. Bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
WannaPlayMusic.com.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Some classic orchestrations, sort of the big band sound of that era is the focus. I'm guessing a lot of Sandy Castell's music. She's here with us as a singer and a songwriter. She has a number of notches on her entertainment belt. Former Miss Las Vegas, Richie, Miss Nevada, Miss America contestant in the last pageant that Burt Parks ran. What was that like? That must have been kind of a hoot.
No, it was a lot of fun. He was really a great guy. He laughed and joked it up with the contestants, and he was just a lot of fun to be around.
So what was it in terms of the stuff that we hear or you think when you watch all of this, the people who criticize all of those events as meat markets, women on display being used as objects? That wasn't probably what was said when you were doing it, but it certainly has become that, or that's what people are saying in these politically correct times.
Yeah, they say that a lot, but, you know, I've got to give the Miss America pageant a lot of credit because they focus so much on the scholarships. It is the largest scholarship pageant in the world. And a lot of women send them, you know, take themselves through college and get their educations. Also, now they have a platform, and even when they start at the local level, they are presenting their platform, and they are promoting this throughout the whole time that they are doing competing in the Miss America pageant. And some of these women carry this on throughout their whole lives and follow with a big passion what it is that they're out there trying to promote.
Do you have,
you know, or stand for, you know. Uh-huh.
Do you have children that are following you like you followed your dad?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact.
And what do they think of your performing and your success and your singing? Do you sing at home? Do you sing in the shower, sing when you're making dinner? Are you a singer, like, just sing for fun?
Oh, yeah, I sing all the time. In fact, sometimes it drives your husband crazy, you know, when you do that. But I just do.
If that's
I'll
the
break
case,
out
maybe
into
it's time
songs.
For a new husband.
Yeah, but you know what it is? It's just your mind thinking that way. Something will happen, and all of a sudden a song will come to my mind, right, and I'll start singing it.
I understand that completely. Everybody teases me because I come up with, they drop a word, I come up with a song just like that. So what are your children, how old are your children, or what do they say, or what have they said through your career?
Well, I don't have children myself. I'm Aunt Sandy. I have a lot of children around me.
Yeah.
In fact, we had a new baby that just was here at our Christmas party last night from one of our friends, and I'm, you know, Aunt Sandy. But there was a young boy here last night, 14 years old, and he's a drummer. Mm-hmm. And I gave him my big band album, the This Time Around album, and he said, oh, great, I'm a jazz musician. I'm in the jazz band, and I'm also in a rock band. He has a rock band and a jazz band.
Well,
but here he is, you know, 14 years old,
right,
and he's going to grow up playing both styles of music.
Well, I think that's what we've learned from a number of these people. Michael Bublé, I suppose, is the current example. Harry Connick Jr. And his background. So it is, some people would have us believe that era of music is dead, but far from it, in fact.
Yeah, and the other thing is these kids are hearing this music for the first time. You hear a lot of parents that are in their 40s saying that their kids are coming up to them and saying, "Hey, Dad, did you hear this band I just heard of?" And it'll be some band that the kids, the grown-ups were, you know, either at the concert
Benny
or
Goodman
in the...
Benny Goodman or Harry James or something like that. You have a new album on the way. The first single is called Indiana Rain, and that you can check out along with the Santa Baby and whatever tour information, other CDs and that sort of thing on Sandy's website, Sandy Castell with a K, SandyKastel.com, SandyCastell.com. Very nice meeting you. We hope you have a wonderful new year, very successful, and it's pleasant to hear your voice and your story, Sandy. Thank you. Passing by, a chill ran through her
veins. She remembered he's not here. I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use about technology, media, and entertainment. First up, the CIA is enlisting a task force to determine the amount of damage WikiLeaks has caused to the United States government. With the apt acronym WTF, the WikiLeaks task force comes years after previous CIA data breaches. The task force intends to inventory classified data over a dozen networks and monitor any possible misuse. In other news, Mark Zuckerberg's vacation to China turned into a meet and greet with China's top technology executives. A strong partnership in China would help Facebook reach more than 500 million untapped internet users. Zuckerberg says that Facebook can't reach everyone if it leaves out China. And finally, after immense pressure from attorneys general around the U.S., Craigslist was forced to remove its adult services ads worldwide, facing complaints that they were aiding the solicitation of prostitution and the section's removal in the States. Dozens of countries followed suit. Was Craigslist trying to keep the section up for free speech or revenue? Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want. Instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hi, I'd like to return this partridge in a pear tree.
Is there a problem?
Well, my true love gave it to me, but I can't have a partridge in a pear tree in my apartment.
Do you have a receipt?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I'm sorry. We can't accept returns after 90 days. Store policy now.
For holiday shopping without the hassles, come to Kohl's instead, where you can return any item anytime for any reason with or without a receipt. Shop with total confidence at Kohl's last-minute gift sale this Thursday and Friday. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Dividends, listening to the Doug Stephan Good Day program, a lot of great information. Somehow or other, we have to, I'm not sure what to do with this new WikiLeaks humorous acronym. I can't believe these people are that out to lunch, but maybe they are. Following that with all the other interesting acronyms around it, certainly that'll be worth 4 or 5 minutes at some point, Richie, but we're so busy with Christmas things. We just sort of put it on the back burner. Speaking of things that are important, a lot of people in California, especially Southern California, that are listening to us and thinking about what's been going on there since last Friday, the area that is Los Angeles County and just south of there, dozens of homes have basically been ruined by the mud flows. Roads have been blocked. Evacuations ordered. A couple of people, actually, Jennifer, I think died because of couple of car accidents around these slides, right?
Yeah, because people here do not know how to drive when it rains.
No. Can you imagine driving if there was snow out there?
Oh, no. Good Lord. The thing is, it doesn't rain a lot, so the roads are very slippery, and people are just not good driving.
Pretty much the entire Long Beach, Laguna Beach, that area down there, under 4 feet of water.
I heard
the whole town.
One of the possible causes
of the rain?
Of the flooding is that they think, and they're not sure, they're checking into this, that they think that Heidi Montag's implants have burst.
Rich, stick around in the board, will you, please? Let me tell the jokes, and you run the board. Is that a deal?
They think.
Yeah.
Not sure.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to go check it out personally.
Yeah, that's nice.
All right, here we go. What is the matter with you today? You're not usually in this. Yes, Roberta, stop encouraging him as well. And we're not talking about... No, I don't want to
exactly
know
what it is.
What is it? I don't want to know what it is.
I got rid of my chair, and I'm sitting on one of those exercise balls.
Oh, good for you.
So instead of just, like, sitting in my chair like a schlub, I'm bouncing around. I'm having fun, man.
Good, yeah. That's important.
Moving.
Speaking of schlubs.
I'm on the video. If you want to come see me bounce around, just go to gooddayshow.com.
Right, yeah.
How you doing?
So that's the little box on the top looking down at
that's
the little ball spot in the back of my head.
Yeah, I stare down in the ball spot on the back of Doug's head.
Nice, Richie. Coming up, we have a sad story about an important figure in Americana as far as television is concerned. We also have, I saw something else that I wanted. It seemed to me, now I'm distracted because you just talked about that big thing you're sitting on.
The big ball.
Yeah.
The big orange ball.
Yeah. All right. So let's get to the Queen of Cheap, the Roberta Fasanelli extravaganza that every day we bring to you so that you can save some serious money. If you go to gooddayshow.com and want to see what the Queen of Cheap has to offer today, by all means, take advantage of what research Roberta has done.
Ho, 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 ho.
Fasanelli.
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, 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 ho. If you haven't done your Christmas shopping yet, we've got a couple of really good ideas for you. Ho, ho, ho. Blockbuster Express, free movie rental. Codes valid from the 23rd to the 24th. Also, you get $10 off a honey-baked ham. Hey, bring a ham to your sweetie for Christmas time.
Oh, my God.
Restaurant.com, $25 gift certificates for $2. Oh, Santa really likes that. The promo code is, well, you got to look on the DougStephan.com website for that. Gift cards. Santa loves gift cards. They're easy
Why
to carry around.
Like this Santa is smoking a cigarette, drinking some scotch, and eating a turkey leg.
They're easy to carry around, the little gift cards. I can stick them in my pocket, you know, rather than haul all those boxes on the sleds. Well, we have a whole bunch of gift cards for you, and what you get is free stuff with them. Like, let's see.
Right now, little kids all around the country are crying in fear.
If you go to AMC Movies, you get $10 of popcorn and concessions with $50.
And some 89-year-old guy is pretty happy, though, really.
And CVS, 20% off coupon for you. Good until the 26th. Oh, you know what you do? You go there on the 26th. You buy all the 50% off Christmas stuff. Oh, that's what Santa's doing. Then you use the 20% coupon, 70% off all the stuff. Just save it for next year's. Merry Christmas.
I might cry a little bit. I don't know.
Wow. That was scary.
Make sure that doesn't show up in the archives by mistake.
That was scary.
Yeah, it was pretty scary.
Oh.
Merry Christmas. We talk about acronyms. OMG, maybe is the.
This is what I just typed in the chat room.
Yeah. OMG.
All right, the Good Day program with a focus on television in a moment. I was thinking as Roberta, or whatever her name is, was going through. We lost Roberta. We brought somebody
in.
I'm here.
Santa just gagged me for a minute.
Soho. There are a lot of people who don't know what they're getting into. So this is maybe a word to the wise. When you're out buying things for your children and you're listening to the ads or the children say, your four-year-old says, please give me the Smurf Village or whatever. So they play these things on their iPhone or some other gadget. Well, you know.
I love you because you were obviously a parent when I was growing up.
Yeah, right. So any of these games, the point is that there are, if you're buying a game to be played on the iPod, be prepared for the phone bill.
Oh.
Be prepared. Here's a four-year-old that was playing with her iPad. She got one of these games for her birthday, and the parents look at the credit card bill. There's a phone call for $68. The child goes, the child at four, what does the child know about the phone bill? They were shown how to use this thing on the iPad. They're playing the game. And so, you know, what do we have? We have a phone bill. So maybe that's something you ought to be concerned about as your children are scratching around on the screen. Is that a valuable tidbit?
I'm trying to figure out how they, it's just an accidental dial and they, by some chance, actually dial a real phone number that is a long-distance call.
Well, but
like, how are they downloading apps?
My daughter,
how do you tap into, I'm looking at a story about a game called Bakery Story. It has a button for an app purchase of $100, and it only takes two taps to order it.
No, it doesn't.
That's what it says here.
That's if you are
already on.
Dumb and don't have a password.
Oh, wow. That's an in-app.
My son, right? Yeah, my son is always like, "Daddy, what's your password? I want to download this game. Let me see it."
And then
if I decide that I want to download it, I put in my password, and he never knows my password. If it weren't for me having a password, Sean would have spent $500 in apps.
That's the point. I'm just saying that's what some parents may not be thinking, and this is a reminder.
All it takes is you just password protect it.
Rich.
It's easy to do.
But we're reminding people that that's a good idea.
No, that's all you have to do.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
For supporting the cause.
Hey, Doug, are you looking at me rolling around on my
mom? No, I could care less about
it's fun. You got to get one.
Yeah, I know I do. I have one, actually, downstairs.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm going to go get it. I have a blue ball.
Let's bounce around on it.
A blue ball. Is this too early? Should we wait and do this tomorrow? Because today, I don't want to lose all of our composure today.
I do.
I'm with Jennifer.
Let's not talk about food safety.
I'm pretty much not taking anything seriously this week.
I know.
It's all for fun.
By the way, a good idea for Christmas, if you're trying to be smart about what you give your children and your grandchildren, there are small funds. You can, I think, the 529 tax-sheltered college savings plans, I think you can start those, Roberta, with $100.
Oh, yeah, very little money. Yep.
Very little money. So why would you want to do something like that for Christmas? I think that is a, or were you giving to charities, that sort of thing?
So give your kid a Roth IRA for Christmas.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm not going to go play with it, but there's a little discipline, it seems to me, involved in whatever children are exposed to. So
you know, we looked into the 529s, and there was something restrictive about them that I did not like.
Really?
And I think that the Roth is maybe a better way to go.
All right.
I can't remember what it is. We'll ask Stuart.
We'll save that for a Stuart question. Up next, the number one network show in America may surprise you, plus the passing of a legend in the voice department of some great television shows. That's coming up. Jennifer checks what's going on. The television tidbit department is open for business, so we'll have some network news that you may be interested in. Never mind, may. You will be interested in this network news. Coming right up on Good Day, 17 before the hour.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Tis the season of cold and flu. During the busy travel season, you may be 100 times as likely to catch a cold on an airplane as in your normal daily routine. But there are simple steps you can take to give your family the gift of health during the holidays. Environmental journalist Rachel Lincoln Sarnoff, publisher of EcoStiletto.com and MommyGreenest.com, has more.
There are simple ways to relieve cold symptoms as they begin to appear. Eat garlic, stay hydrated with fluids like orange juice, avoid touching your mouth and nose to stop the spread of germs, and use a product like Simply Saline Nasal Mist to relieve congestion and wash nasal passages. Simply Saline brand products are drug-free, made from naturally derived ingredients, and are completely safe for every member of the family, even infants.
Simply Saline products are made from purified water and sodium chloride, commonly known as salt, and are non-addictive. For more information, visit www.simplysaline.com.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less at another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Now, 14 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Our focus now on television. Jennifer Horn has some interesting information about what the trends are, what's going on. The number one network television program of last week.
Of last week.
Want to take a guess? What do you think? Who are the contenders?
Any of those dancing shows? Are they all done already?
No, they're
already
gone.
They're done.
They're
gone.
Gone.
60 minutes.
That bombed.
Yep.
And a network show, right?
Was it a one-off show?
I'm like
not a regular?
We can do...
It wasn't
Mike and Molly.
Nope. Not even the top 10. Want to go through the top 10, Richie? Top with the big boys for announcer, and then we'll get to the number one show on television.
Wasn't
Last Tuesday night.
Blue Bloods?
Nope.
Oh, with the Barbara Walters special?
Nope.
Oh, that's a good guess, AJ.
Yeah.
That's a good guess.
Now, this is really for the week, though.
Oops. Oh, yeah, man, I got to take care of Bruce.
Shut up, boss.
Yeah, I got to take care of Bruce. Shut up, Bruce.
Yeah.
Aw. Sorry. All right, yeah, let's
all right, so this is for the last week.
Number 10.
The CW's Life Unexpected.
Really? The CW slips into
show.
The top 10.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know anything about that. What's that show about, Jennifer?
I don't know. It's like a family drama show.
Okay.
Number 9.
A Very Gilly Christmas.
Oh, yeah, I saw that the other night. That was funny.
Yeah, okay.
Number 8.
That was a Saturday Night Live thing. Number 8 is The Good Wife.
Oh, it's Charlie Brown, isn't it?
Okay.
Number 7.
Number 7, NCIS Los Angeles.
Number 6.
NCIS... wherever else they are.
Number 5.
No Ordinary Family.
Number 4.
Million Dollar Money Drop.
Number 3.
What the hell is that? What's Million Dollar
Money
Drop?
It's a new game show.
Is it? What network is it on?
On Fox.
Is it really? All right, where are we? Number 3, right?
Number 3.
Number 3. This is kind of unexpected. There's an interesting change going on here with the viewers. The new the Law and Order Los Angeles. They're these Los Angeles shows. Pretty interesting. This show hadn't done well at the beginning of the season, now doing quite well. All right, that's number... What's number 2?
Number 2.
Okay, well, let's go to number 1, all right? Because I didn't
number
take time
1.
Away from. Number 1 is a show called Soy to Dueña.
What?
Oh, yeah, no, my wife watches that.
Soy
that?
To Dueña.
Yeah. It Spanish?
It's a novella, yeah. A Spanish novella.
And number Spanish? 1 show, last Tuesday night...
Yeah.
This show is on. Apparently, it's on every Tuesday night. What does soy to dueña mean? This is according to Nielsen, by the way.
I am your soy to dueña. I am your...
I am your buddy?
no, Google.
Right. Dueña. D-U-E-N. Yeah.
Shoot, what is dueña? I am your soy to...
I don't know, whatever.
Dream. I am your zapatos. That would mean I am your shoes.
But do you realize how significant this is?
I know, it's huge.
I mean, this is amazing. Number one show last week was a Spanish-speaking show in our country. All right, passings. No, passings.
Do I ever get to give it
away? Well, this is important.
All right, here, you ready for it?
Yep.
Sad.
Yep, very sad. The voice that introduced... The Lone Ranger, Fred Ford, was 89. Who, I've got goosebumps. Got a tear in my eye.
Well, you love the Lone Ranger.
I love the Lone Ranger as a kid. Listen to this guy's voice.
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver. The Lone Ranger.
Hi-yo silver! Away!
With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Fred Ford started doing this, the voice of the Lone Ranger, when he was 30. Passed away at the age of 89 yesterday in Woburn, Massachusetts.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power, but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people.
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
.com.
Past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Money Pit Time. John Kreitler is here with his Santa hat and his Santa baby in his lap. He's ready to go, inspiring people here, there, and everywhere as to how to take care of the problems in their home. Okay, so here's my question.
Okay.
I have need of a furnace. I don't know if we can find a furnace person around or not.
There's not enough hot air as it is around the farm.
This is the new...
Come on.
We have in the... farm store.
Okay.
We have the farm store. We have the cheese processing place. But we also have a room where the office basically does its work, whatever, however that works.
All right.
And then we have the dairy room, which needs heat. And
okay.
It's over a long distance. So we normally do this stuff in-house.
Right.
But we decided that we don't know enough about it. And I just told them to go find a... I don't buy anything new. Find a used burner. The one in the basement is gonzo. It was about 50 years old anyway. It's extraordinarily inefficient.
Right.
So I go find one. Well, how big do we need it? Well, find the biggest one you can find. Well,
okay.
So what does that mean? So we actually are going to try to do this the intelligent way, Tom.
Yes.
We're going to bring a guy in from a supply house, tell us, here's what we need, and, how much is it going to cost, and what do we need?
Right.
And then we'll go around and try to find it from whatever locale we do. But is there an efficiency to putting one burner in one place just for a room and another burner in another place for another group of rooms, or is it better to have one big burner and let the...
Yeah, that's a great question. Here's what you have to think about. Zoning, which is what you're talking about, does make sense. First of all, we are talking about hot air and not hot water.
No, we're talking about hot water.
Oh, hot water.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, with hot water, the more zones, the better, Doug. The more efficient it will be, the better. Because hot water is the easiest thing in the world to zone. I mean, when you have a forced air system, then you have to have a separate set of ducts, which, of course, is a lot harder to put in than a separate set of
hot water
pumps. We have
these Modine heaters in each of these rooms, and the water needs to feed those Modine heaters.
Right. Yeah, and that's why having individual zone valves and circuits for those rooms really makes sense. And by the way, today you can run PEX, cross-linked polyethylene piping, which is far, far easier to run than copper.
Yeah, we can do that ourselves. That's something
right.
we can do ourselves.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But more to your question, which was you said you wanted to put the biggest one in you can find. That's not necessarily the best thing to do.
Well, that would have been what I would have said to the guys, except John, who's really in charge of the maintenance and plant stuff on the farm, says, no, we ought to have somebody tell us what we need rather than we guess about it.
Right, and the way you do that is by something called a heat loss analysis.
Takes all the fun out of it for me.
Yeah, but it's going to be more efficient. It's going to save you money. I know that's always fun.
That's very fun for me.
That's very fun,
right?
So what a pro will do is something called a heat loss analysis, and essentially
look at the building, look at the number of windows, look at the level of insulation, look at the orientation of the building, and there's a simple formula that they can use to determine how many BTUs you need to heat that space based on an average winter, and that's what this pro should be doing for you.
All right, well, I'll report back to you next week when he's come and made his report. Meanwhile, Michael writes in that he's looking to increase his attic insulation. We get this question a lot.
Yeah.
He says he's got 1,300 square feet. The first quote he got was for a couple of grand for blown-in insulation. That doesn't seem right. Is that right?
It sounds like a lot.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, when it comes to blown-in, there's a sort of a setup factor. There's a lot of work to get in the crew out there and the truck and the equipment. But I don't know that you really need to use blown-in. I mean, the 1,300-square-foot house is pretty small. Why not just use bat insulation?
Yeah.
Unfixed fiberglass bats. Do it yourself. Remember the age-old rule of working in an attic. Walk on wood, okay?
Yeah.
Don't walk on the fluffy stuff.
Yeah, I learned that one the hard way.
I put my foot through the roof in the attic this summer.
Yeah, and it's because I didn't know not to walk on the wood. It's you lose your balance.
Yeah. Listen, when I was a young home improver, I did decide when my parents were away I was going to help fix up the kitchen, and I actually put my foot through the ceiling.
That's what I just did.
Is it a good idea to put plywood on the roof on top of the insulation? So
that's what I ended up doing after that. Yeah.
It's a good idea to put some boards down so you can actually work. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but it doesn't affect the insulation or the condensation or anything?
Well, you don't leave it there. You just use it as sort of a planking.
Well, I put plywood down in my attic. I mean, I'm good there, right?
As long as it breathes, it can breathe. It's all right, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, not the whole attic, just where I need to walk and where I need to place stuff.
Right. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's it for Michael. We've also got a related question from Bob in Cincinnati. He has a question about insulation and vapor barriers. Hmm. And the vapor barrier question is an interesting one, too, because people don't understand this. But in a crawl space, you want to have a vapor barrier on the floor, not on the underside of the insulation. And that will keep the moisture from wicking up into it.
All right. A couple of good bits of advice. That's Tom's Christmas present to you. And a better Christmas present if you look at what he has on his website, moneypit.com, which you can get to by going to gooddayshow.com, seeing Tom's picture there in the contributors box and helping yourself to all that great information there. Merry Christmas, Tommy boy.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.